And there's many things probably already in your mind. And you may have to be swatting away lots of thoughts, lots of fiery darts back and forth. So get ready for that. Get ready for that. Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves to be ready. I hope you would remember to put into practice many of the principles that we've been passing on to you during this week. Of course, one of the main ones, I would say, is aiming, having the right aim, having the right goal, having the right, I think it was in day four, right attitude, an attitude of hungering and thirsting just for the Lord, just for the Lord. And it's good to tell him that. Lord, this morning, I just want you. I just want you. I really want you. Lord, in these whatever minutes, 10 minutes and so on today, probably you'll have 30 minutes. 30 minutes. We're not going to come back today to have any, responding or feedback. I don't know if the brothers will tell us, do we need to come back for announcements or so on? But the brothers who tell us that are not in the room, so we'll make an executive decision in about 15 minutes. So you'll have about 30 minutes. I hope that you have this attitude. Wow. There's no guarantee that tomorrow, I don't know what your schedule is tomorrow, but it's very possible. It's very possible that some of you will sleep in. And you'll wake up later than 6:30 or so. What time are you supposed to wake up here? 6:30. The chances are some of you will not get up at 6:30 tomorrow. Chances are. So I don't know what your schedule will be tomorrow. And so maybe you have already made this unconscious promise that you will have your morning watch or morning revival every day for the rest of your life, because in the conference you got inspired and you're going to be an overcomer, and you've said it, and wow. And then tomorrow you mess up the very first day. It's very possible. Did that ever happen to you already? How many of you did that already? In a conference you decided, ha! I'm different now. No, you're not. You're not different. You're not that different. Well, you're just different in infusion. You got infused. You got infused. But your flesh didn't get better. It's just been 6 days. And actually, the flesh is not going to get better. You're still going to carry it and fight. Until the Lord comes back, we'll have this warfare going on in our being. The spirit against the flesh, and the flesh against the spirit. So just don't. I told you the first day I was with you, the first morning I was with you, don't make promises you can't keep. And the Lord doesn't, actually, the Lord doesn't receive those promises. Because he is only confident in himself. He's only confident in himself. He knows what he can do. And he's working within every one of us, the willing and the working for his good pleasure. And it also says, faithful is he who called you, who also will do it. So we have to commit ourselves to him. To commit ourselves to him is not to make a promise. To commit ourselves is just to open ourselves, to give him the ground to do his work within us. That's the attitude. So, my point in talking about tomorrow or so on is, don't live in tomorrow. Just live in today. And my point is, we're still here. We haven't left yet. Your mind may gravitate toward whatever is waiting for you later. But you're not there yet. And you have this time. And we're going to give you 30 minutes. When else are you guaranteed to have 30 minutes with the Lord? So take advantage of these 30 minutes. And maybe, if I were you, I would say, Lord, here I am again. And they gave us 30 minutes. I don't have anything else to do. Don't look at your cell phone. Some of you found reception here and there. I don't know how you did it. But you found reception, and that cheated you from some enjoyment this week. So don't give in to the temptation of checking or whatever. Just say, Lord, I want you to take advantage of these 30 minutes. Lord, please, complete what you have begun for this week. I don't want to leave here short of what you have for me. So here I am, open to you, and I want you to speak to me. I want to give you time. I want to give you time. I'm not rushing here, but I'm here and I'm available. I think the Lord would appreciate if we would start our time with him something like this. You don't have to use these words. Use your words. Use your words. Just be very genuine and open to him again. Okay, today I really have to add just one point. And it's in the reading. And I'd like for us to actually read the majority of this reading together before we go on page 10. This is the Morning Revival Series, Day 6. The purpose and practice of having a morning time with the Lord. The title to Day 6, we could read together, please. The time
and practicing according to facts, not feeling.
Okay, so I think you can say this from two ways, but it's really one point. The most important thing is habit. Habit, H-A-B-I-T. Habit. Not feeling. Habit. Establish and build up the habit of spending time privately with the Lord. Build up the habit and don't care for the feeling. Okay? So this will develop that. How about we read through? Let's read this. Brothers, could you help me? Could you just read the first sentence and you read the second sentence and just read sentence. Stand up and read. We'll go around the first. And then, sisters, you pick it up here. Okay? And you just stand up and let's read through this writing. I will comment as we go along. Please, one by one.
Suppose after 15 minutes in the Word and prayer, you feel you haven't gotten anything. Should you persist or by faith consider you have gotten something?
Learn to live not according to your feelings.
Amen. Amen. Underline that one.
Yeah.
Highlight that one. Could you read that one again, please, Jerry?
Learn to live not according to your feelings.
Amen. Keep going, please.
Of course, your normal feelings help, but if you have a high fever, you may feel it is warm when it is not.
If you want to be spiritual, do not behave according to your feeling.
Amen. Do not let circumstances determine how you feel.
Oh, another one. Highlight it. Do not let circumstances, what? Determine or dictate how you feel. Okay, keep going, please. Amen. Learn to drop your feeling. You know what that is? That is denying yourself and standing with your spirit. That is living according to the spirit. Keep going, please, Victor.
It is a fact that you need to read the word.
Amen.
Many young Christians get excited when they first start studying the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They want to prolong the time and come back the next day for more because it's so much fun.
It is.
Such excitement is short-lived.
Short-lived.
After a week or so, it fizzles out.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel excited when you first start getting into the Word and feel there is light shining, don't have regard for that feeling.
Don't have regard for that feeling. Even if it's a good feeling. Don't live according to your feeling. One day, you're having time with the Lord. It's wonderful. The feeling of it's wonderful is not the important thing. The important thing is the fact of infusion. You actually are spending time with the Lord, and He's being infused into you. Okay, keep going.
Prepare for a cold day soon to come.
Oh, prepare. The cold day is tomorrow. Actually, the cold day might be today. Today, we give you 30 minutes. I told you, it may be the biggest battle. Maybe the best day was yesterday. Sorry. The last day is the worst day. The worst day only in your feeling, which doesn't matter anyway. What really matters? Habit. The fact that you're there before the Lord. So prepare yourself for cold days. Let's keep going. Amen.
Your day-to-day feeling about it makes no difference.
No, I would highlight that one. Your day-to-day feeling about it makes no difference. Okay, keep going.
Just fulfill your duty. Go by the fact that you need to do these two things.
Amen. Hannah, could you pick it up and we'll keep going that way? And we'll pick up the pie sections around.
Don't think you are wasting.
Amen.
A sister once asked Brother Me if there was any point in her continuing to read the Bible every day. She could never remember what she had read. Brother Me reminded her of how they washed the rice there in southern China. They would put the rice in a basket made of willow branches and then repeatedly immerse the whole basket in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The water would never stay in the basket, however many times it was immersed. Brother Me pointed out to her that
Amen.
By continuing to read the word, the sister would be getting washed even though she couldn't remember what she had read.
Amen.
Another fact is that you need to pray regularly.
Amen.
Yeah, right there. Thanks.
You may soon find that your time with prayer is dry and lifeless.
Hmm.
Don't persuade yourself that this legality is killing you and you should drop it.
Yes. Don't let that come into your thoughts. Or actually, it will come into your thought. Satan will shoot that as a dart. Just swat it away. The most important thing is what? Habit. Do your duty. Keep going, please.
This would be going by your feeling rather
than right.
Be faithful to build up these good habits of touching the Lord through the word and through prayer.
Amen. 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 Just come to the Word. Just be simple. And have the faith. The Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. And the Lord is feeding you. Okay. Before you go, I would like to leave you with these two verses. I hope you can open the scripture with me and read these two verses. The first one is Jeremiah 17:8. Jeremiah 17:8. Okay, Jeremiah 17:8. Whoever has it, let's read together, please. And he will be like a tree transplanted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream, and will not be afraid when heat comes, for its leaves remain flourishing, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit. Wouldn't you like to be like that?
Yeah.
Like a tree transplanted beside water. And your roots go down. And you have a life supply that nobody can see. Do you remember? I believe the first or second day, right?
Yep.
Our brother shared with you about the roots. The roots go down. That's the life people don't see. And always, to be a proper believer,
right,
we have to have much more life before the Lord that people don't see than what we see. We emphasize very much, even this week, speaking in the meetings. That's public. And we need that for building up each other, but that has to be backed up by much more that people never see. I think we even had the verse, go into your closet, close the door. You all need to find your closet, your spot. This will be your last time in this spot for a little while. Come back, though.
Amen.
Come back in 2 weeks and serve in the summer school. You can have your spot again for 10 days this time. Come and serve with us. But notice it says here, it sends out its roots and will not be afraid when heat comes. Saints, heat is coming. Heat is coming. That means the difficult situations, you can't avoid them.
Right.
That's human life.
Right.
From the fall, we're cursed.
Right.
Until the kingdom, it's going to be this way.
Right.
There'll be troubles. But we have the potential to be supplied by the Lord, and the heat doesn't trouble us. Troubles this guy, and we're just there. Not excited, but not troubled. Then what? Its leaves are even remain flourishing. There's some expression. And it will not be anxious in the year of drought. Brother Bill, isn't it so sometimes in the churches we go through a year of drought? A long time. It's not just a day or two. But could you be there? The whole church is going through a year of drought. But you're just there, flourishing. And then what? And it will not cease to bear fruit. Oh, you know how you can have this? Habit. Build up the habit of just being with the Lord every day. The other verse, this is the last thing before you go, is Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah 30, verse 15. Isaiah 30, 15. I'll read this. For thus says the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you will be saved. In returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and trust, and in trust will be your strength. In quietness and in trust will be your strength. But you were not willing. That's how the verse ends. But you were not willing. I hope you would be willing. To what? Return and rest. And what? Be in quietness and in trust. Just return to the Lord every morning. Maybe you had a really good time with the Lord yesterday morning, and then as soon as you left your spot, you had a very undercoming day. Not an overcoming day. You had an undercoming day. It was bad. Thank the Lord that we all need to sleep sooner or later. And the day ends. You know, sometimes when you have a really bad day, best thing is go to sleep. Just go to sleep. End it. Cut your losses. Because almost sang it.
Yeah, right.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Right.
She's right.
Yeah.
That's the Lord gives us a new beginning.
Amen.
And what do? Return and rest. And be quiet there. Just be quiet in front of the Lord. Don't look for feeling. He's really gracious. Sometimes He gives us feeling. Just enjoy that. But don't replace that. Don't replace Christ for that. And don't look for that. Just look for Christ. So we send you 30 minutes. Just go be with the Lord. We'll ring the bell at 9 o'clock. That'll be your break time. But we'll warn you, those of you who are sitting close to the bell, not to shock you. So then from 9 to 9:15, you have your break. Come back at 9:15 for the message meeting. Amen?
Amen.
Enjoy.